So we got a number of questions from the audience. Would you use third line after FOLFIRINOX and GEM-NAB? Quote, can you use NALIRI? Andrew, what about third line therapy? How often do you give third line therapy in metastatic disease? And what is your third line therapy after FOLFIRINOX and GEM-NAB?
I rarely give third line chemotherapy in pancreas cancer. In this scenario, I would give, if I decided the patient would benefit from it, and that would have to be the caveat that the patient received substantial benefit to the prior two lines, and they were one of the long-term survivors, then I would do NALIRI and 5-FU leucovorin. But in general, I'm very reluctant to give third-line therapy, and I would recommend clinical trials generally.
So here's a case, another case from the audience, Margaret, 80-year-old man, locally advanced pancreatic cancer, excellent performance status, receives 5 cycles of neoadjuvant FOLFIRINOX, did well initially, but then developed recurrent aspiration pneumonia, found to have a paralyzed left vocal cord, systemic imaging completely unchanged. Have you seen this, Margaret? And if this is grade 1 neuropathy, can you rechallenge the patient?
So we're assuming that the paralyzed vocal cord is from oxaliplatin?
That's what the person is suggesting. What do you think?
I think recurrent aspiration pneumonia is a really bad thing, and I wouldn't continue any oxaliplatin if you really thought that was the
reason. Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
Okay,